comments with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate boys basketball team, Coach Greg Garman. And Coach, well, you got off to a slow start in the first couple minutes. We're down 7-0, and that wasn't obviously the start you wanted.
No, and we've done that a couple nights in a row, but, you know, by halftime we were right back in it and actually playing with a lot of energy, I thought, and actually through most of the second half we were right there and would make a run, get it even. I don't know if we ever led, but got it even. It doesn't look like it, but get it even, and then they'd go on a little run, and we'd have to try to catch back up, and we finally, I think, ran out of a little gas, and, you know, Isaac didn't play that second half, was struggling with his back, and so that shortened us up a little bit with Gavin down with an injury as well, so a little different rotation, but the kids, they fought and fought, and we fell asleep a couple times on the backside, and they got some easy baskets on us, and then number four sort of took over at the end, and we had a hard time getting the ball out of his hands, and he sort of controlled it and would drive and dish or drive and score, drive and get to the line, and that was sort of the story late in the game.
You got it within 20-19 on a 7-0 run halfway through the half. Then you got within within 137-36 at halftime. And what was the message to the guys?
Well, we got to box out better, and we got to handle the pressure. They like to put that half court trap on you, and I thought we handled it for the most part pretty good. We had a couple clusters here and there, but for the most part we handled it pretty well, and we had to guard better, and, you know, number four had hit a couple threes right away, or had like 12 at halftime, I think he had, and we had to do the job on him. I don't know what he ended up with, but he had more than 12, I know that, so we didn't do exactly what we wanted to do, but like I said, he's a tough match. People seem to be quicker than our Crookston kids all the time and can handle it and get by us, but like I said, our kids fought and battled and had some nice sequences, and we had a dry spell, I forget where it was, in the second half, and we were down by about 8 then, forget where it ended up being, like 47-57 or whatever, and that hurt. You know, we had a couple looks at it and took some bad shots and didn't make some shots we should have made, and then you're down 12 trying to come back again, and you just run out of gas.
You were able to come out. You hit the first shot of the second half. Reggie hit a three-pointer for you to give you your only lead of the game, 39-37, but then they answered right back. And this is sort of the story of the game. They hit a three, and they went on a 9-0 run, and it was just back and forth the rest of the way.
Yeah, it was, and we could never, you know, get back to where we, you know, had it to, what, 1 point maybe, but could never get it knotted up or go ahead. And you spend a lot of energy trying to play from behind all the time, and it just makes it tougher at the end.
Halfway through the second half, Boyk had 5 straight points, and Hunter had a basket for you. You got within 59-56 with 8:24 left, but then, as you said, just ran out of gas after that.
Yeah, I got a little tired and didn't shoot as well late as we did maybe early on in that second half. And Hunter getting in a little foul trouble, and I was putting Ryan and Caden on number four because they're our two quickest kids, and got to be able to keep guys out, and they did what they could do, and like I said, some other kids fell asleep. You know, he'd drive, and we weren't quite midline, and sort of falling asleep watching the action play, and that doesn't help, and we got to have guys actively involved and helping stop the dribble penetration.
Overall thoughts on the game?
Well, you know, I thought we finally woke up after the slow start and played with some energy, and unfortunately, our C team and JV team didn't really play with a lot of energy, so that was one of the messages to all the kids. We got to, you know, you're on the road, you got 8 fans here, and you got to make your own excitement here. And anytime you're on the road, and I thought they did that, and they were into the game, and I thought competed well, and just came up short.